Hi, yeah. So my name is Anna. I got my PhD a couple of months ago at the Universidad Nacional de La Plata in Argentina, where I've lived my whole life. So I'm very excited to be moving away. I'm an observational astronomer, so this is going to be a bit different from all the other presentations. My main interest broadly is the formation and evolution of galaxy. During my PhD, I focused on mainly early type galaxies, which are elliptical and lenticulars. And I focused on the evolution of these galaxies, specifically the second phase, where galaxies grow their mass through accretion, mainly merging with satellite galaxies without a lot of stellar formation, but just accreting other stars. So the idea is that the most useful tool we have to study this phase is stellar populations, but we cannot resolve stellar populations unless they are in galaxies very close to us. So if we want to go a bit further away, we need to use what we call discrete tracers. Discrete tracers are basically any object that is bright enough to be detected at larger distances and that is connected to the underlying stellar population. I've worked with the two most popular ones, which are globular clusters and planetary nebulae. These are two very different types of objects. Globular clusters are clusters of stars, which are very old and they are very compact and very bright, so we can detect them at just super large distances for what we for observations in this type of work. So something like 200 megaparsecs, it's still redshift zero, but it's pretty far for us. And then planetary nebulae are also very easy to detect at large distances because they have this very specific spectrum where they have very intense emission lines and basically a lack of continuum. They are mainly connected to the younger stellar populations. So we can trace two sides of the evolution of galaxies if we combine these two. So like I said, I'm mainly studying the second phase of the evolution and how it's related to the environment of galaxies. So I've done some work on galaxies in very dense clusters and galaxies on the field, trying to see if we can find any trends or patterns in the behavior of their stellar populations. So I'm mostly observational. I worked throughout the whole spectrum. I've mostly worked in the optical and infrared because from Argentina we mainly have access to Gemini, which I put a little picture here. It's this very nice telescope with which has a mirror of 8 meters diameter. I've done photometry and spectroscopy, and lately I've been doing a lot of work in with data cubes. After a short stay at ESO, and I've done most of my work on individual galaxies. So I'll be coming to Waterloo soon, hopefully as soon as my work permit allows me. And I'll start as a joint fellow between Waterloo Center for Astrophysics and PI, well, as soon as I can get there. I'll be mainly hosted at the WCA, but I hope to attend PI and become a part of your community as well. And what I'm hoping to do in this next stage of my career is to move a little in the redshift I study and try to study galaxy evolution at higher redshifts, which I've done no work on. So I'm looking to learn and become involved in surveys because I worked in surveys, but only at redshift zero. So that'd be a nice complement to my work. And also, like I said, I've done a little bit of work with radio astronomy and a little bit of work with X-rays, but I'd like to learn a lot more about those areas of the spectrum. And lastly, I'm looking forward to expanding my data analysis skills because it's something that I find very necessary, especially now that I'm working with data cubes and there's very big amounts of data to get through. So it'd be nice to just learn more about maybe Bayesian analysis and all that. So yeah, that's my brief presentation. If you have any questions, you can ask or write to me, or I'll see you hopefully very soon in person.
Thank you very much, Anna. Any questions? Yeah, Jesse.
I'm curious, could you give an example of one of the kinds of questions you try to answer about galaxy evolution with your observations?
Sorry, I didn't.
Jesse is asking, I can give you that.
I'm curious about what kind of things you're aiming to learn about galaxy evolution, or just an example of a question you've answered.
Yeah, sure. Well, for example, one of the things that I've studied in my PhD is that there's this idea that galaxies, just how many mergers does a galaxy go through depending on the environment, on whether how many neighbors it has around it. So if it's in the field, it's expected to have fewer minor mergers than galaxies in clusters. But when you look at individual galaxies, like what I've done so far, you find that there are galaxies that have very rich evolutionary histories, despite being in the field and having no nearby neighbors. So that's something that'd be interesting to look into and to try to examine how environments have changed throughout the evolution of galaxies. If that works as an answer.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. I have a question. What is the picture on the bottom right?
Well, I have, yeah, those are, I have two pictures from the two types of work I do. The one that's not moving is a galaxy called NGC 3640, where what we're doing is looking at the low surface brightness structures of the galaxies. So the main profile of the galaxy has been removed from the picture, and you can see all these little trails and shells that it has around it. And what I've done in my work is see that those structures are connected to the globular clusters in the galaxy. So we can see that globular clusters are very useful for tracing the type of mergers and accretion events that cause the galaxy to get all these shells and stuff. And the animation is my work on data cubes, where what I'm doing is looking for planetary nebulae in the inner regions of galaxies, where other methods are basically blind. And what we're doing is using the amazing ability of integral field spectroscopy, where we can basically create images from very, very narrow wavelength ranges and get slices from what used to be a filter and look for objects throughout all of these slices and see if we can detect very, very faint objects there.